The largest book publisher in the country has joined forces with PEN America to push back against book banning. As NPR's Neda Ulubi reports, Penguin Random House is part of a coalition, including parents and authors, that filed a federal lawsuit today challenging bans in one Florida county.
Escambia County in northwest Florida has removed or restricted at least 16 books from public school libraries and classrooms. They range from a Nobel Prize winner's first novel to a popular coming-of-age bestseller that came out in the 1990s.
I really want to turn things around this year.
The Perks of Being a Wallflower was also a hit movie. But last fall, a local high school teacher challenged it and more than 100 other books. Christian activists testified at multiple school board meetings.
It's not censorship to not have a bunch of erotic, sexually explicit books in school.
That's Pensacola parent Aaron Schneer at the meeting, where school board member Kevin Adams voted to remove Perks of Being a Wallflower from an optional 12th grade novel study.
What is our standard for ensuring good conduct and manners for our students? Well, I can't even repeat some of the stuff that's here into this mic, or I wouldn't, because of the values I have.
That violates the First Amendment.
Suzanne Nossel runs PEN America. Over the past 2 years, the free speech group has documented more than 4,000 cases of books being banned or removed. This lawsuit was filed, she says, because Escambia County's case was so egregious.
It was time to really call it out in detail. And we have a group of plaintiffs, including parents who are affected, students who are affected, Penguin Random House, a publisher that is affected. And we've come together to say we need the courts to step in and uphold our constitutional rights.
Among the plaintiffs is writer Ashley Hope Perez. Her best-selling book, Out of Darkness, traces a love affair between a Mexican-American girl and an African-American boy. So exactly how banned is Perez?
My 7-year-old would answer the question. My mom is super banned.
In dozens of places, including Escambia County. Perez says there's a pattern where books like hers are targeted by book removal groups, including Moms for Liberty, that offer talking points.
There's little evidence of having actually engaged with the books themselves and a lot of copying and pasting. So you see the same typos, for example.
Perez says she would prefer discussions to lawsuits. But at this critical moment, she says, the tools of democracy work too.
Young people do not want sanitized narratives. They want opportunities to talk about difficult issues and to imagine lives that are different than their own.
The Escambia School Board said last month it's pausing book challenges indefinitely. No one from the school board replied to NPR's requests for comment. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.